You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming is here now to help us take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions of the nation. Hi, Don. Thanks for being with us. Let's start with that great big ridge that's holding hot weather over the Great Plains states. Can you tell me more about it and the problems it's causing?
Okay. Well, this high-pressure system is very typical for this time of year. Usually when you get out of June and into early July, we see this area of high pressure develop over the nation's midsection. And it's real important because where it decides to develop and where it decides to move dictates where the moisture flow is going to be and where showers and thunderstorms are going to go. Initially, there's good news for some of the areas of the southwest and west central areas of the state that are in fires right now: Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah. Portions of Wyoming should be getting some better chances of rain in the coming days. Some of that will extend northward into eastern Montana and North Dakota. However, those areas that you mentioned that are having some trouble, while there is some rain in their future, it's not going to be enough to eliminate their very dry conditions. And then as we look further east, we also have some dry areas across the eastern Dakotas, portions of Minnesota, portions of Nebraska and Iowa. That are showing up. And it looks like, at least here in the short term, those areas are going to have very skimpy amounts of precipitation.
And then if you go even further to the east, we've been getting rainfall over the last 24 hours here in parts of Illinois and parts of Iowa. Will that continue?
It will. As the moisture goes around this high through the southwest United States, through the southern and central Rockies, it then is arching east, then southeast across the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes and the eastern Corn Belt, and that's going to lead to some occasional outbreaks of shower and thunderstorm activity. So for the eastern and northern, and let's say the central and eastern Corn Belt areas, precipitation looks good and frequent. It's those western and northwestern areas that are dry and will continue to be that way.
Yeah, so I've tried to talk about this with the listeners as the state lines from the Red River Valley between Minnesota and North Dakota all the way down to Nebraska. That's kind of the area we need to watch.
It is, and that's the area that's directly underneath the high. And what we need for those areas to get wet is for that high to migrate east, allowing the door to open to that moisture to the southwest. But right now, that's where it wants to set up shop, and we'll be watching that movement of the high in the coming days.
Any reason to think it'll move? Sometimes these
shift. It does wobble. It does wobble back and forth, and occasionally it weakens and lets things in. We have seen dry hot periods in late June and early July all of a sudden get extinguished, depending on what that high does. And so we'll hold out hope for that. But at least for the next week, those areas need to anticipate it continuing to be hot and dry.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.